Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, March 9th. Elon Musk announced that Tesla will move its headquarters from California to Texas and Nevada due to the local responses from the coronavirus, which he believes is excessive. Over the last few weeks, Musk has been criticizing the shelter-in-place orders and restrictions related to the pandemic, going as far as calling them fascist. Tesla attempted to reopen the Fremont factory following comments from the California's governor about starting to slowly reopen the state. Thursday night, Tesla's HR said that they wanted about 30% of the Fremont factory's 10,000-people workforce to be called back to work. However, Alameda County issued a statement on Friday that threw a wrench in the gears. The LA Times reported, quote, "Tesla must not reopen," the county said in a statement early Friday afternoon. "Restoring all daily activities too soon risks a rapid spike in cases and would jeopardize the relative stability we've seen in our health and hospital system." In response, Musk announced on Twitter that Tesla is filing a lawsuit against the county, saying, quote, "Tesla is filing a lawsuit against Alameda County immediately." The CEO went further and announced, quote, "Frankly, this is the final straw. Tesla will now move its HQ and future programs to Texas/Nevada immediately." He continued by saying, quote, "If we even retain Fremont manufacturing activity at all, it will be dependent on how Tesla is treated in the future. Tesla is the last car maker left in California." In a related story, a majority of Tesla employees believe that CEO Elon Musk has tweets that are harming the automaker, according to a survey from the company called Blind. Following Musk's recent rants on Twitter regarding the COVID-19 pandemic and the Tesla stock price, Blind decided to poll Tesla employees about their opinion on Musk's comments. 53.7% of respondents believe that Musk's Twitter activity is harming the company. 26.1% believe that he is a genius. 10.9% believe that he is misunderstood. 10.9% believe that he is an internet troll. Tesla's head of Europe is leaving the automaker after reportedly having disputes with CEO Elon Musk. Germany's Manager magazine reports that Sascha Zond, who is the vice president of global supply chain, is leaving less than a year into his role. Quote, "Insiders report that Zond is leaving the company after less than a year in office. Tesla initially did not comment on the personnel on request. Insiders report disputes with Musk." Now, Zond was in charge of Tesla's overall operations in Europe, including sales and service. Last month, a teardown specialist named Sandy Monroe published a series of videos about his look and teardown of a newly delivered Model Y. Monroe is now making the rounds on YouTube by speaking on other channels. On the tech channel called Hyperchange, Monroe explained that Asian automakers are primarily the ones who are buying their detailed reports based on the teardowns of Tesla vehicles. Quote, "I can't think of one OEM that hasn't bought our reports in Japan. The Chinese buy a lot of our reports. The reports have sold really well in Korea, but only a few in Europe and one in North America." Tesla is partnering with Sunrun, the biggest residential solar installer in the United States, to deploy power walls with their solar systems. Via Twitter, Sunrun says, quote, "Sunrun is helping Americans take control of their home energy. You can now back up your entire home with a Tesla Powerwall." Tesla has patented a new battery cell with tabless electrodes that Elon Musk hypes as, quote, "way more important than it sounds." In a new patent application published on Thursday, Tesla explains, quote, "The cell includes a first substrate having a first coating disposed thereon, wherein a second portion of the first substrate at a proximal end along with the width of the first substrate comprises a conductive material. An inner separator is disposed over the first substrate. A second substrate is disposed over the inner separator. The second substrate has a second coating disposed thereon. The first substrate, the inner separator, and the second substrate in a successive manner. The first substrate, the inner separator, and the second substrate are rolled about a central axis." Now, given that the new patent has been labeled as way important and it improves the construction within a single cell, at a high volume, this improvement will scale greatly. Shanghai Municipal Government announced its Smart City Action Plan. Activities include adding 100,000 charging ports, so-called Internet of Vehicle Roadways, 34,500 5G base stations, and those charging ports double as interactive devices that collect a lot of data, including the user portraits. The Lexus UX 300e, the luxury brand's first EV, is on sale in China right now, and it hits Europe later this year. Lexus in Europe announced today that the crossover's air-cooled 54.3 kilowatt-hour battery will come with a 10-year, 1 million kilometer warranty, which amounts to 621,000 miles. The Lexus UX 300e joins the Nissan Leaf as one of the few EVs with an air-cooled battery system, despite evidence that liquid-cooled batteries are better able to maintain their energy capacity. Electrek's Bradley Berman aptly notes the differences between Europe and American EVs that are slated for production and sale. The difference is size. EVs in Europe are blurring the lines between mini cars, compacts, and electric quadricycles. Now, the size of vehicles known in Europe are city cars, or the A segment, racked up more than 1 million sales in Europe in 2019. Philippe Munoz, lead automotive analyst at JATO Dynamics, told Automotive News this week, quote, "It's one of the very few stable car segments." Now, meanwhile, back in the U.S. of A., we're waiting for electric Hummer, the electric Rivian activity vehicles, a Tesla Cybertruck, and beefy electric pickups from Ford, Chevrolet, and Bollinger. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief and Climate Crisis Weekly, Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan announced Thursday that nearly 20 miles of Seattle streets will permanently close and most vehicle traffic by the end of May. And this is reported by the Seattle Times. Cities such as Seattle and Oakland have closed streets to car traffic to give people a chance to socially distance while exercising during the pandemic. Seattle is going to make this a permanent step after the statewide stay-at-home order is lifted. Coal mines that have been dormant for more than 80 years in the northeast of England will be transformed into green energy heating systems as part of a new 7 million euro renewable energy plan. Minnesota's Great River Energy will close the Coal Creek Power Station in North Dakota several years early because it says it is losing too much money. Now, this is despite being adjacent to a coal mine. It will lose one of the largest power plants in the U.S. Upper Midwest in the second half of 2022. Donald Trump promised to deregulate environmental and climate policies, and he has delivered. The New York Times drew data from 8 sources to calculate all of Trump's rollbacks, and here's what they found. Using the Congressional Review Act, 64 rules have been reversed and 34 are in progress, making 98 total. By category, they are as follows. 27 rules regarding air pollution and emissions, 19 regarding drilling and extraction, 11 for infrastructure and planning, 11 for animals, 8 for toxic substance and safety, 11 for water pollution, and 11 other categories. President Trump has expressed that companies, organizations, and government bodies can regulate themselves regarding climate issues. The Bureau of Land Management was told by a federal judge last Friday that it failed to adequately assess environmental impacts of oil and gas leases in Montana. Morris said that the BLM must conduct a more complete analysis of environmental impacts before sales can move forward. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Energencia, an Italian motorcycle company, is now touting impressive sales numbers, not just in Europe, but also in the U.S. Energencia claimed that in the first 2 months of 2020, the company sold more electric motorcycles than all of 2019. Energencia also announced that 41% of their recent sales originate from the United States. Royal Dutch Gazelle, the largest bike company in the Netherlands, has released the Mondeo T9, a polished and relaxed city bike with a refined Dutch appeal. The bike uses the Bosch Active Line Plus motor, a rear rack with encased battery, and great touch points for an added quality of life. The MSRP is $2,499, which is not bad for a Bosch-powered electric bike. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.